Many people have taken great comfort in the words of Jeremiah 29:11. Let me read those for you. They'll probably sound familiar to you. Jeremiah writes from God, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Of course, these words were written by Jeremiah during the time of the attack of the Babylonian Empire on Jerusalem and during exile period. And these words were given to reassure the people of God of that day that though things were going poorly, that God's judgment had fallen on them for their sinfulness, that God hadn't given up on them and that he had plans for them, good plans, positive plans, prosperous plans for them. And they could look forward to that. They certainly needed to turn back to God and to trust him and respond to him in the way that he had called them to respond, then they would enjoy those great blessings from God. Well, we today can take this verse and apply it to our lives as well by recognizing that we too are a part of God's plan. God has a master plan for all of history, both its beginning, middle, and its destination. And we're a part of that. We fit into that flow of history where God is taking his work. And we can take comfort in that. And when we do, we realize that he has plans for us as well, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans for hope and a future. And we certainly need hope in our day. We need to recognize that there is something brighter and greater ahead of us. We certainly know that's true in heaven. We look forward to those days when we'll be in the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. But even in this life, we have hope because we know that each day God is with us and that he is at our side, that he is guiding things. He's in control of his world, and that we can trust him to guide us through each day, that he has good things in store for us. And so whether our day seems to reveal that goodness of God or not in our own minds, at least we know in God's heart and mind, he is prospering us, he's blessing us, and he's guiding us. So let's take comfort in that promise and be encouraged to know that God is a God who is with us all along the way, and he will accomplish good things in our life. We'll trust him to do that today. Thanks for taking time to join me for this pastoral visit.